As had been predicted, election 2011 was marked by a collapse in the Fianna Fáil vote, and nowhere was the severity of that collapse more evident than in Donegal South West, where Thánaiste Mary Coughlan lost her seat. Having topped the poll and been elected on the first count in 2007, her experience on this occasion was very different. Inevitably, questions were raised about the wisdom of Fianna Fáil's two-candidate strategy in the constituency. Speaking shortly before her elimination, she admitted it had been a risk.
There's no two ways about it. It was a risk to run two candidates, but the party did decide that we would have a two-candidate strategy, as we've had traditionally in this constituency. Where we've had one candidate running, there was a greater opportunity perhaps to get elected, given the fact that, as I said, we've almost 9,000 votes, which actually are much more than Fine Gael in this occasion and Labour in this constituency.
Fianna Fáil's vote management held up well, with Mary Coughlan transferring almost 60% of her vote to running mate Senator Breen O'Donnell. However, that wasn't enough to see him over the line, and as had been predicted for much of the day, independent Councillor Thomas Pringle was deemed elected. He says it's a humbling experience.
It's a very humbling experience to receive a vote like that, and to stand up and address the county centre here as a newly elected TD, and it's very, very humbling, as I said, but it's very important as well that I keep that connection with the people of the constituency, because I'm answerable directly to them. That's what I intend to do, and I hope that they hold me to account, and I certainly will make myself accountable to the constituency.
For Fine Gael Deputy Tilly McGinley, his return to Leinster House will be as a member of the main government party rather than as an occupant of the opposition benches. He's being tipped for ministerial office and says if that transpires, he'll be happy to serve.
That is entirely up to the Taoiseach, to Enda Kenny, and I'm sure he is going to be Taoiseach. My first responsibility is, and always has been, to do my work as a TD, and if anything comes my way or is offered by way of promotion, it would be an honour for me and a privilege, and also for the constituency and the people who send me there.
Earlier, Sinn Féin Deputy Piers Doherty took the first seat in Donegal South West, exceeding the quota by almost 3,500. He says it's a great day for the party, but he had a warning for his fellow TDs.
I never ever thought in my wildest dreams that that we would end up with over 33% of the vote. We've nearly doubled the vote of any other candidate and tripled some of the candidates, including over tripling the vote of Thánaiste Mary Coughlan. So then whoever ends up taking those two other seats, then I wish them well, and I wish all the candidates well. And as I said before, if it's in the interest of Donegal, I'll definitely work with them, but if they're working against the interests of the people here, then I will challenge them.
In Donegal North East, the first seat was taken by Sinn Féin Councillor Pádraig McLoughlin. Echoing Piers Doherty, he said he intends delivering the change that the people want.
Sinn Féin is the largest political party now in Donegal. That's a clear message from the people of Donegal. They're tired of the old politics, tired of unemployment, tired of immigration, tired of broken promises.
The issue of change was also addressed by Deputy Joe McHugh, who said the challenge is now to translate the conversations on the doorsteps into action in Dáil Éireann. The returning Fine Gael deputy says it's an interesting time to be in politics. The important thing now, he says, is for politicians to listen.
What the people are looking for, as far as I'm concerned, is exactly what they were looking for on the canvas. They're looking for time to listen to exactly how they feel our country should be run. They are looking to the future. I did pick up a sense of belief that change will come, and it's up to us now to do that.
And after a lengthy battle with Labour Councillor Jimmy Hart, the final seat in Donegal North East was taken by Fianna Fáil Councillor Charlie McConnellogue. As Donegal's only Fianna Fáil representative, he says his election is a triumph at a time when the party has lost so much.
Whenever you see how many seats the party has lost nationally and in many constituencies, that we have no TD in after tonight shows the fact that we all worked together and we all got the vote out here. And, that's been very important, because no one wants to be left in the constituency without, nobody in the party wants to be left without a TD. And I'm just delighted that it all came off.